This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Hi guys, I'm Harriet Jeffries, also known as the Gym Bears, and I'm with Richie Swan, or not really with Richie Swan because he's in his own house, and we are a girl and a guy in the gym.
On lockdown. We're not in the gym. We're not, gyms are all closed, babe. We're a girl and a gay on lockdown.
Girl and a gay doing quarantine.
Doing quarantine. How are you, babe?
I'm lonely.
Well, you're not, because I've been on the phone to you about 8 times.
I know. How many times did you ring me yesterday? Like 5.
I know. But yeah, everyone's probably gone, where's our last episode? And obviously, I wasn't well, was I? So we couldn't record. So I was sick, and then you were sick. And then everything went mental. And now it's our first chance to.
Can't believe that we've had to record the last episode in different houses.
I know. Aww. But it's good because we've got this Zoom. I don't know if anyone at home has heard. Everyone's getting on this Zoom thing. It's brilliant, isn't it? We've got me, you, Gemma, and we're all on little separate screens. We've had a little chat. Well, me and Gemma have had a chat for an hour because Harriet said over an hour ago she was coming online and never. And I am livid. I've got a busy day.
I tried. So what have you got a busy day doing?
I was about to go for a walk and eat.
I have literally been trying to do it, but you know, I can't do any of these things. Like Technical. You doing an Instagram live.
Hey, did you like my Instagram? If, by the way, the Tuesday, Wednesday was live.
Yeah, they were very good. I loved them.
So anyone who wants a free workout while you're on lockdown, Monday's Friday on my Insta, get on 10 a.m. live feed. Class.
This will be the most you've ever trained.
I know, isn't it? I'm going to come out of this like a bone.
I know, but, I feel like that. I did 20,000 steps yesterday.
Well done, babe. But I know. I'd love to say I'm here to talk about your steps, but we're not. Because Joe, what, you're a PT, you know what to do. We're here to get everyone back on track while they're on lockdown, isn't it?
Get lean.
No, don't say that. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show, Hat. So keep that to yourself for now, babe.
Shh.
Loose lips sink ships. So anyway, the point of today's episode is there's a lot of people who can't do anything now. There's only certain people working, isn't there? We're stuck at home all day. It's easy to get caught up on Netflix binging, sleeping on the couch, eating, doing nothing, which I'm sure quite a lot of people are doing. And we're just here to save you, basically. To save your ass.
We're just going to talk about like all the things that you can kind of do to keep you like motivated to a degree. I know like obviously for a lot of people, like everything's quite uncertain at the moment. Money's uncertain, jobs are uncertain, the world's uncertain. And the only thing that you might have like control over at the moment is your chance to make yourself feel better while at home. So we're going to give you like a few of our little tips and tricks of what you can do to stop you from feeling like, you know, the walls are closing in on you. You just get out there, get a bit of fresh air.
I'll tell you what I've been doing. I've given myself like a diary, like I'm in work. So,
have you?
Yeah, so basically I get up at 8 o'clock. I set my alarm every day, 8 a.m. I've been waking up before my alarm though, because normally I'm up at 6:30. So
haven't you noticed it's dead bright outside as
it's
well?
Gorgeous. So it's gorgeous. Oh my God, it's 18 degrees. It's so lovely.
So nice.
So I'll get up at 8. I'll get up. Have a shower, a little coffee and that, like normal before you go to work. And then I'll get my playlist and I'll start making a playlist ready for my class that I do at 10 o'clock. Once I've done my playlist, so it just gives me a little bit of purpose, like I'm in work normally. Once I've done my playlist, I'll then write out a workout that I'm going to do, make sure it's different to the day before and it's going to be still challenging. Try and change it up a little bit, you know what I mean? Do my class, straight after my class, and then going on Instagram, resharing all my stories that everyone's tagged me on, and then going to train. And then after that, I've downloaded an audiobook, so an hour on the audiobook, which is the second part of The Secret called The Power. And then...
Oh, Luke was telling me about that, actually.
Yeah.
It looks so really good.
An hour audiobook. Then I'll have a little bite to eat for my lunch, and then I'm looking at a course that I'm going to start doing online, so I've been researching that, to do my second part of my life coaching course. So then do another part of that, go for a walk in the night, get my daily exercise around the park, an hour walk, 10,000 steps, and then by the time you're back, you can chunk your day out as if it's a 9-to-5 day.
Yeah,
and then you get home, and then I've started cooking. I never realised... I didn't have a potato peeler. I didn't have a masher. I didn't have a big pan. I went, oh my God, what am I going to do? I had to go out and buy all these things.
Oh, were you dead excited? Has it made you enjoy cooking a bit more?
Well, it's either that or starve. It's like,
no, but like, no, are no you choice. Enjoying it now? Like, whereas you weren't really before.
Well, let's get, okay, do you know what? I've kind of enjoyed it, but let's get one thing straight. If Chabba Chabba was open, I'd be round in Chabba Chabba right now, not cooking a pan of scouse, do you know what I mean? So I'm hoping I'm going to come out of this like abs galore, because
you're eating a lot less.
Yeah, well, not just that, because I haven't been drinking as much, because I don't like drinking in the house, really.
Do you know what? The first few days, I was terrible. I was like, it's 3:30 now. We'll have a little wine.
How do you think you're on holiday?
Yeah, me and the baby.
I've just spoke to my best mate.
Giving her a bottle and I was having a little glass of rosé with her.
You were having a bottle. I've just spoke to my best mate. She's in Birmingham in lockdown with her sister. And she went to him, oh my God, they've got a massive back garden. She went, oh, we're all having a ball. We're all pissed in the back garden. We've got the barbecue on because there's four of them locked down together.
But it'd be worse people to be on lockdown. Like, I feel like some people have smashed it and they're on lockdown with like the best mates, or they're having like a ball. But like, then there'll be people who are like on lockdown with like the nan, the granddad, the mum.
But do you know what? The one that worries me the most is people who are on lockdown alone, because like, it must be like, there's two or three people who I know. And I'm like, my God, just FaceTime as many people as you can. Like this app Zoom, until I used it today, this is a brilliant way to do it.
Yeah, it's so good.
Isn't it?
How long have you lived on your own for now?
Over a year.
And this is just the first time now you've been put on lockdown that you're cooking your tea?
Well, that I'm cooked. Sometimes Connor will cook, yeah, but I've never peeled a potato or mashed one. Fucking hell, who has? I feel like,
do you know what I've been doing?
In the simple life.
instead of going to like the big supermarkets, I was like, I'm gonna try and buy anything that we need local from like the smaller places. So there's a cafe, if you're from Liverpool, you'll know it, but neighbourhood on Walton Road.
Oh yeah.
So that cafe is now turned into like an everyday essential shop, because then they can stay open.
Really?
They do like these. Yeah, it's a big, massive box for £15 of all, like, different fruit and veg. And then they put eggs and bread in it as well. And it's £15, but it comes with so much stuff, but it's all fresh every day.
And what's in it?
Today it was potatoes, cauliflower, parsnips, mushrooms, tomatoes, apples, oranges, bananas, bread, eggs. It's so good for £15. So I've, like, been using, my morning was to go out and get that. Then take the dogs around the park and I have to use my hour for them.
Yeah.
And then after that, by the time I've fed the baby and put it back down
do you not get 3 hours, one for you, one for each dog?
Oh my God, I wish. But do you know what? I was near ready to leave them in the park today. It's like the dogs are on bloody rations. They're like running over and taking the bread out of all the kids' hands. They're all, kids are only allowed out for an hour.
No, but in all seriousness, how have you found it? Because your fella's a paramedic, isn't he? And
yeah, so he's now
working,
like, working
mad hours.
Yeah, he's working at the moment. He's doing like 6 hours. 6 days a week.
Yeah.
And like each shift is like 12 hours.
Is that because he doesn't want to stay in the house with you? He's took the overtime.
Oh, no, he's took all the overtime. How convenient. I haven't seen a penny of it. I'm in here counting me tuppence.
No, but how's it been? Has it been busy? Like, have you,
do you know what? So
by
far,
yourself?
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, if he was here, I might want to kill him anyway.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of relationships will be tested during this period, but I've not really seen Luke, and like, that's all.
So what advice could you give then to someone who's like going, listen, in fact, I'm not going to say my client's name, right? One of my clients left a fella for 3 weeks before we went into lockdown. And then she went, fucking trust me, I get back with him. As soon as we get back together after 3 weeks, we're on 3 weeks locked up. So now she's locked in with him for 3 weeks.
Well, that'll be the make or break, won't it?
That'll be the make or break, let's hope. It's a make. So go on, what advice would you give for someone in this situation? No one can see this, but you've got a big dog jumping all over you.
Do you know what? It's hard. I think like every relationship, if you were locked with anybody for 3 weeks' time, like, by the end, even if you go on holiday with a partner, by the end of it, they irritate you. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just being with any one person. But I think for, like, if, I mean, we're not locked together all the time, but we're the opposite because he's now not here. So I'm locked with the baby and the dogs. And don't get me wrong, could be in a well worse situation. But I think like you need to like practice mindfulness like as a couple and say, do you know what? Was I being ratty then? Was I being a crank then? And respect other people's work and space. Have you seen that meme? Is it, yeah, the meme on Instagram, and it says like they were talking about an invisible co-worker that was homework, and she was called Karen, and Karen was leaving out the cups and leaving everywhere in a shit hole, and they were like, slagging her off.
Rotten. We were Karen for leaving the cups.
I think that's a good idea. And also like if you've both finished your work and day, or say, and you are working at home, or say you've done everything you need to do, just spend like that 10 minutes like reflecting and going like, do you know what, this is actually dead hard, and it is dead hard, and you know, everyone's so uncertain, tensions and stresses are so high at the moment, it might be nice at the end of the day to just like have maybe like a little glass of wine, or just like a little bit of like a breather.
We've been working all like in separate rooms all day because he's doing his masters, so he's in one room, I'm in the other room. And then we spend like the 8 hours separate. The only time we'll speak to each other really is say, do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Or what do you want for lunch? And then from 5 o'clock, we'll meet back up. So our weekends are probably going to be our testing time, unless we carry our routine on into a weekend. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if he tries to carry it on all weekend, even if he's just sitting in a different room, you'll kill him.
No, but do you know what? It is literally about keeping your brain occupied now, isn't it?
Definitely.
Like, that's the biggest tip I can give everyone is, come up with a diary from what time you want to start work and to finish work, and fill it with stuff at that hour when it ends, when you say like 9 till 10, stop, go to the next thing, have a little break, 10 till 11, whatever. Just get your time organised, structured, start for, do you know what? I think it's brilliant in terms of like how many people are reaching out to each other. It shows a really kind side to people.
So nice. You know, like, because obviously the gym, because the fitness industry is so uncertain at the moment, and obviously restaurants, bars and gyms have been closed. I said to you, didn't I, like so many people, and like a lot of people that you just would never expect have reached out and said to me, oh, how can I pay for personal training in X amount of months? Like just to reserve a spot now so I can give you some money. And I'm like, no, it's fine.
Same. It's so nice.
People are so kind. Yeah, it's so nice.
Yeah. And Joe, to everyone out there, because obviously we're quite good, aren't we, at keeping ourselves busy and trying to find something like we're doing with the podcast and the classes and stuff like that online. Yeah. Like our brain just automatically goes on to that, right, what can we do to fill that time to make sure we're organised in a good frame of mind? But you do forget to stop and go, well, Joe, what, I am not working, I'm not making money, and it's good for people. You go, isn't that lovely? They've reached out and said,
yeah, it's
really like, we're thinking about you, so thank you to everyone.
And like all the people talking about like shopping local and like anyone who's getting like food deliveries and stuff, they're all trying to like use smaller brands and smaller shops and stuff. It's so nice because obviously for the big hitters like Tesco's and Aldi's taking on staff left, right and centre because these are huge supermarkets. They're making so much money because all of us went into like, oh my God, what am I going to do? But at the same time, our community shops and our community places might be struggling. So it's nice that so many people are putting so much money into them if they can. Do you know what I mean? It's nice. It is.
And the good thing is now, because I know the biggest stress, like I had quite a lot of people who were really upset by it, were worrying about wages and people who had been laid off until, you know, like working in the airport and stuff. But now, obviously, the government's paying 80% of wages, is it?
The fact that we're on this lockdown, I'm not sure what the rest of the world's doing, like, but people getting 80% of the wages.
The brilliant thing is that takes a massive stress off everyone in the country who can't work. Now, if you've got no financial stress, all we have to do now is stay at home.
And they've made it so easy for you to stay at home. Like they're saying, like, we're taking your financial stress away from you as much as we possibly can, and they are going above.
Well, what can we spend on
that?
What can we spend on? Exactly. Obviously people have regular outgoings, but there's something getting put into place to sort that out, isn't there? Hopefully council tax bills and all that will have some kind of way we can freeze for a bit. But if we can't go out and spend anything other than what we're eating in the house,
if you're getting 80% of your wages and you're not walking over the door, financially, you might even be better off.
Well, that's what I mean, isn't it? So,
I mean, for you, if you're not going out, if we get 80% of our wages and you're not going chabba chabba every day, You're going to be rolling in it.
Oh, can we just give a shout to Jay Murray's message saying about, because we keep talking about him. And then he was doing the workouts and he was like, oh, thanks for giving us a mention. So, hey, Jay Murray.
And
he
nice,
said,
Jay.
He said, when we're back, he'll look after us when we're back open.
Do you know what? I was actually going to message Murray before because I got a cauliflower in that box from Neighbourhood. So I was like, oh, dying to do that cauliflower.
Tesco cauliflower.
But I'd set the house on fire. But thought was there, weren't it?
No, trust me, honestly, right, I think I'll give Gordon Ramsay a run for his money because...
You've only made one roast dinner.
Babe, I've made one roast dinner and a pan of scouse and a chicken curry. So I am telling you now, babe.
It's cracking the flags outside. Why are you doing winter dinners?
I do it in the evening. I like food like that. And it fills you up.
Hot meals.
It fills you up. Yeah, it stops true. Oh, Joe, what? That's what we need to talk about. So anyway, rewind. Stop going off track, you. We're in lockdown. We're not moving anywhere near as much as we were. We've worked all our calories out for what our normal routine is. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know I'm not burning 3,000 calories a day anymore because I'm not on my feet from 7 in the morning till 10 at night anymore.
Yeah.
So everyone needs to start now getting a grip of the calories because what's going to happen is you're going to come out of lockdown and you're going to have no clothes to fit you. So you're going to still be in lockdown because you're not going to wear to go out.
And I know all the girls keep messaging saying they're trying on like the smallest pair of jeans every few days.
Well, I was going to say like that. I put that post up yesterday, yeah. Don't be sitting in your gym kit all day. Put a pair of jeans on every few days and see what's going on with them. But rework out your calories. Use this time.
So what would you say? Because obviously it says on our calorie calculator, it'll say like, you know, to lose £1 a week or to lose £2 a week of maintenance. But obviously maintenance now that we're all locked at home is going to be lower. So would you say go 500 calories lower than maintenance or 750 calories lower?
Do you know what? It all depends because some people have seen today are getting different forms of exercise. So if you can get out and go for a big run, do you know what I mean? Most people have got a watch now.
Yeah.
But if you haven't, it's all about working out what you can do and what fits in with your lifestyle. Now, if that means just doing 200 calorie deficit a day, which will be a quarter of a pound, just under half a pound a week off, go for that. We're in a time where you've got to be playing clever now.
Yeah, like, exactly. I think we're never going to have, like, collectively, we're never going to have as much time to spend like at home and maybe like detach a little bit from the outside world as probably what we're all almost being forced to have right now. And I think like if you have got that time now to like start building good behaviours and good habits.
Yeah.
Now the uncertainty of last week is starting to settle. Maybe within another week's time, everything will really have settled. We'll all start getting paid and we'll all know what's going on. If you have all that stress taken away from you and you are just at home and you do have that time, definitely, definitely, definitely do it.
Yeah.
Like
we're never going to get this time again in our lifetime to this extent to start learning new things. Everyone must have that thing where they go, oh, I wish I'd done this, or I wish I'd be able to start to learn this. Or there's so many things now online you can do. Use your time wisely. Start doing stuff you enjoy. Reconnect with what you love, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think, well, you're doing a class every day, aren't you, on your Instagram at 10 a.m.
Insta Live, 10 a.m. Yeah.
Richie.swan.
Richie.swan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Richie.swan. And it's boss. I did it yesterday. I thought about doing it today.
You messaged me and went, that was dead hard. And I went, you're a liar.
You messaged me and said, did you do it or whatever you said? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm dead.
Anyways,
I was still, I was in my jammies eating peanut butter on toast.
I went, so I just messaged you back and put, liar.
No, but I will do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I will do it tomorrow. Because I'm going to train again in a minute.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, do you find, like, honestly, I feel like the amount of people that I've seen doing workouts at home and the amount of people I've seen running around the park, I feel like Liverpool has turned into a city of marathon runners. I didn't know that many people ran.
I know, but you
know what? It's amazing.
Do you know what? It's like that. You don't realise, is it, until you can't move, how important it is to burn off energy? Because you just go insane, even getting fresh air. getting out.
Yeah, definitely.
My God, if you're stuck in them four walls all day, you go off your box.
Yeah, I would lose my shit.
Wouldn't you?
And like, even though I can't bear our dogs sometimes, like I love them to death, but I can't bear them when they bark. But I'm just having them and knowing that I'm getting out the house to take them out, and it gives me something to do. Oh my God, it's so good.
So what
I feel like, even if we went full lockdown, I'd be like made up because I could take them out.
Would you be able to take a dog out on full lockdown?
Yeah, I think even when you're on full lockdown, you're allowed to walk a dog.
Hey, I'd get one of them dogs that you put a battery in the bottom. They go. But I do think, right, Joe, like in terms of people who are stressing out and that, because there are people who are really worried, and I think it's really natural because we're having a laugh and a joke, and it is absolutely... I've been scared at times over the last couple of weeks. We're going to come through this like a whole different kind of, like, we're going to be experiencing things differently, I think, aren't we?
Don't you think it'll make you appreciate stuff so yeah. much more? Like, just going for a coffee and, like, seeing your mates and, like, just, like, being able to see your nan if you want to see your nan.
I just think,
like,
everyone just forgot to live, and they were just existent. They were going to work. Yeah. They were working to pay bills. Life was so fast, and now it's forced people to slow down and start to, like, go. Yeah. I'm having conversations with people.
Do you feel like,
and,
you know, when you're going outside, don't you feel like, obviously, like, the weather's just gone really nice all of a sudden, which does help, but, like, when you're walking outside, it's so peaceful and it's so relaxing yeah. and, like, really calm. The air feels dead clean, and, like, it's just, like, nice. It's almost like a little bit of, like,
it's like people,
the world's just having a little reset.
It's like people think you're royalty. It's like you're walking down the road and they step out the way for you and everything.
People have done that to me for years. I've not noticed it.
I was like, they must know I'm a lord after you bought me that title.
I know, babe. Lord Richard Swan, like, of Sevy Park.
Lord Richard Swan. They've just stepped out the way. But do you want to tell everyone what we're going to be doing this? Well, from Monday?
Yeah, Monday. So from Monday coming,
yeah.
We are going to start doing an early morning breakfast.
What? You want me to get up early?
Well, no, we'll record it the day before the afternoon.
Like, what?
But it'll be available on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts from 6 a.m. every day. So there's going to be a little 10-minute girl gay gym. Get the fuck out of bed, babe. Let's have a ball.
We
Let's
can
have a good
do
day.
This.
A little bit of motivation.
Our first one's going to be keeping lean in quarantine, isn't it? So it's about...
Shout out to Harriet McGuffey, who thought of the name. Yeah, like.
Harriet, thank you for letting us rob that name. But it's just to keep us on track every day. I think the whole thing is, now we get into a routine and we get used to it, it's going to be it's more about your mindset and how you're going to mentally deal with this, isn't it?
Yeah, we're so we'll here. Send you some, like, tips and tricks of things to do for the day.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, the odd little challenge and stuff.
But also,
and we want to get involved yeah. and get you involved on Instagram.
But also, we chat that much, don't we? We go all over the place. If there's anything we've missed that anyone's, like, out there and you're going, do us a favour and buy myself, or I'm locked in with the kids, or what would you do in this situation? Start using the Girl Gay Gym Insta now. Start getting your messages in, and we'll
at Girl Gay Gym
Insta. Sorry. So from this Monday, 6 a.m.
every morning from
Express
6, we
Girl
are
Girl Gay Gym podcast is out every day, and it's going to be here for as long as we're in quarantine and on lockdown. So
we've tried to social distance ourselves from each other and still not work. We've still ended up back together.
You're 20 centimetres away from me. Step back. But in all seriousness, anyone, just give us a message on the page if you're struggling, because this is about us as a community, as people, as we're, like, to pull together to get each other through. We're here to look after each other, and it's going to be really overwhelming for some people. And whatever we can do to get you through and make this process, this next few weeks, months, whatever it is, as smooth and as easy as possible, that's what the whole point of this is for.
It doesn't really need to necessarily be just about fitness. We just want to get in touch with everyone and just have a little chat and see how everyone's getting on. And if anyone's got any little tips and tricks, even things to do with the kids, stuff to do at home, like, for anything.
Yeah, it's just to touch base, isn't it? And just get us in a good place for the day. Touch base, set up for the day, call it, like, your pre-meeting that you normally have in work to set you up.
Yeah, team meeting.
Team meeting. So
team meet with me and you.
Yeah.
Morning.
Oh my God, it was like morning campers.
Morning campers. Yeah, it's good though, isn't it? It's something to do. It's another thing as part of your routine. Yeah. So 10 minutes of Richie and Jim Baird every morning.
Yes. So guys, gonna love you and leave you. Bye guys. Are we done?
Bye.
I'm just doing my walk.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Dilemmas with Jess Ellis.
Hi, this is Dilemmas with Jessica Ellis, and we are in my house with my lovely dog, Bob. He might just be making a few interferences now and then when he's chewing my toothbrush or whatever he does. So you might know me from Hollyoaks. I played Tegan Lomax. And if you are a fan, you will know that I tragically got squashed to death by a tree. And I was left with a dilemma. What do I do now? Well, dilemmas is what I do. So basically, I'll explain to you what the concept is. In an Instagram world where everyone looks like they've got their shit together, I just wanted to prove that everyone hasn't got their shit together. So basically, we're going to be talking about dilemmas from, like, I've had a poo in my boyfriend's parents' house and the toilet won't flush, to I'm in love with my best friend's boyfriend, what do I do? So I hope that you enjoy our dilemmas and enjoy me helping you help your dilemmas in our dilemmas.
Dilemmas with Jess Ellis from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.